The United States and Italy have moved to block the assets of 25 organizations and individuals they say are linked financially to Al-Qaeda. The move comes as a UN panel prepares to report that efforts so far to cut off Al-Qaeda's financial sources have stalled. Reporter Colm Lynch writes about that in today's Washington Post, and he joins us from New York. Colm Lynch, first, what is this UN panel and what has it found?
The UN panel was essentially established to enforce sanctions against Taliban and members and associates of the Al-Qaeda network. Initially, it was established after the bombings of the U.S. embassies in East Africa, and then its mandate was expanded quite a bit after the September 11th bombings and after the flight of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And so it has a kind of broad mandate to essentially enforce a financial arms and travel ban on associates of Al-Qaeda.
And it's found that those efforts have stalled.
Yes. What they find is that in the initial aftermath of the September 11th bombing, that states were quite successful in shutting off bank accounts and investments of associates of bin Laden. They estimate that there were probably over $110 million that were frozen in the first couple of months. And this, of course, has become greatly complicated in part by Al-Qaeda's efforts to find new shelters for their funding. They have moved some of their assets out of traditional banks and put them in sort of non-traditional money exchange systems. They've invested in gold and diamonds. They've engaged in a lot of sort of economic activities that sort of aren't on the radar screen of law enforcement investigators. And so this has made it a little bit more difficult to find the assets. But at the same time, there have been a lot of problems. There's been a great deal of tension, particularly in Western Europe. There are human rights charters. There are European Union regulations that essentially require that before you seize somebody's assets, you need to have some evidence that they've done something wrong.
Yes, you report that Luxembourg in one case said it didn't see the intelligence information to justify freezing assets of a group based there. Sweden, Canada.
Yeah, there have been a number. It was sort of interesting. In the initial sort of aftermath of September 11th, you found that Europeans, the Canadians, and everybody, as soon as the Americans, you know, sent them lists of names of people that they suspected were involved in terrorist activities, they moved very quickly. They shut down their assets. However, the United States has been sort of reluctant and unwilling to provide even a minimum threshold of information or evidence proving who they are and what they have done and why they should be penalized.
If, in fact, the efforts to freeze funds for Al-Qaeda have not been all that successful in recent months, does that mean that Al-Qaeda presumably is sufficiently well-financed to launch new operations, relatively costly ones?
They reached the conclusion that essentially Al-Qaeda is alive and well, that they've got tens of millions of dollars at their disposal, that they have intermediaries in several countries in Malaysia, Singapore, London, who are kind of managing a portfolio of at least $30 million up to $300 million. The numbers are not hard numbers. You know, they can't go to sort of a, you know, they don't have hard figures that various financial institutions are providing with them. This is essentially a guesstimate based on several months of investigations, conversations with governments that have been tracking this issue.
Colm Lynch, thank you.
Thank you.
Reporter Colm Lynch of The Washington Post speaking to us from New York.